later on, he served for a while as a trustee of Rawlings, much later, of course, not while he was still a student. But he then, after his education, which did not go much beyond the academy, he, like his father, was farming at citrus and worked with his family. And then he opened a store on Park Avenue, which is sort of a general store. Perhaps if he didn't open it, he at least worked there, and got into real estate and that sort of thing. And in connection with that, he met Mr. Charles Morse, who was one of the early well-to-do people in Winter Park. And the story, as he used to tell it, was that Mr. Morse came in and said he was interested in some real estate, wanted to buy some real estate. And so my grandfather was thinking about, you know, what can I show him that would be suitable? And Mr. Morse said, no, you don't understand. I want to buy a lot of real estate. He ended up buying the town that was for sale, the old Winter Park Company assets, and apparently took a liking to my grandfather because he appointed him as his agent in Winter Park, since Mr. Morse still lived most of the time in Chicago and had his winter home here in Winter Park. And that was the beginning of the Winter Park Land Company, which was the company that they formed to acquire the assets. And my grandfather worked there for all of his life. He retired right after his 50th anniversary, but died soon after that. So it really was his entire career.